cold outside, so it's good to be inside together with you.
在里面很温暖，和昨天不一样。昨天外面很热。
On behalf of everyone here at the church, in case you weren't here last night, everyone here would like to wish everyone Happy Chinese New Year to each of you and your families. How many people here are the Year of the Horse? Wow, there's a lot. I know DJ is Year of the Horse. Reverend DJ is visiting from California today. Year of the Horse, raise your hand up nice and high, nice and high.
如果你是马年出生的，请你举手。
First announcement is we will be celebrating and observing the Lord's Supper. We'll be doing this at the end of the sermon.
第一项报告就是主餐。
How many people were here yesterday?
在座的有多少人昨天？
It's a funny feeling, right? We were here last night, not more than 12 hours ago, and we're back here today. It's a good feeling.
非常高兴，为我们参加昨天晚上春晚的鼓掌。
Deacon Eric, I will always remember the seagull dance. That's my favorite.
信行执事的鹦鹉是永远让人记得的。
Man, I just went to sleep last night kind of smiling. I was thinking about all the different performances.
我昨晚睡觉的时候回想那些表演，让我禁不住微笑。
Where's Eric's mother? Is Eric's mom here today?
Eric 的妈妈在吗？
I thought that Eric's mom was a very good snake. I did not know that she could be that good a snake. I thought that was fantastic.
Oh.
And then Albert. Albert, are you here? Wow. Albert, wow.
这是昨天唱那个 rap 的那个。
I was driving to church today. I was like, I'm not afraid. I was like humming along. It's wow, wow. There's a lot of good talent in this room.
那个 Eric 的妈妈是郭红颜，就是昨天演蛇的那一位。
So as we continue to go into 2014, the second chance we have at 2014, there should be no reason why we can't sing louder each week, and why we can't be more lively, because I know many of you can also dance and very lively. Fantastic.
我们中国人有两次过2014的新年的机会，所以没有道理我们不更加活泼，更加去唱歌跳舞。
So once again, let's just thank everyone that participated last night. I think it was a great way to kick off Chinese New Year.
我们为昨天参加表演的鼓掌。
I want to, for February, it's amazing, it's February ready, will be twice this month. It will be on February 14th and February 28th, so that's the first announcement.
爱主同军在二月份有两次活动，是二月十四号和二十八号。
Another announcement is I need to update you because we're halfway through the basketball season. Ying, where are you? Okay. Put your hands together because Ying is still top one and two. She's fighting out with her brother Joey for top spot.
我们的篮球预测第一名是 Ying 的哥哥 Joey.
And if you notice, please put your hands together for my wife Lorena, who moved past Samuel into third spot this week.
也为 Lorena 她的太太鼓掌，她超过了 Samuel 成为第三名。
I need to highlight some of the older folks though, the humble folks like Komen and Yonggan, kind of near the bottom of it, near the bottom of the pack. So let's give them a round of applause.
也给我们的执事克明，还有组长永刚。
But I believe in redemption and second chances. So as many know, college basketball is winding down.David Siegel and I are putting together the next competition coming up in 2 weeks.
在大学生的篮球比赛趋于尾声的时候，Paul 和 David Siegel 会给大家一个新的。
So stay tuned for more. I know Grace was asking me last week how her sons could get involved. I think this is a good chance. As you know, it's going to start with 64 teams, wind its way down to Final Four. So for the month of March, in a couple weeks, we'll make an announcement about the next competition coming up.
在下一个比赛开始的时候，就是有64个队会一直淘汰到只有四个队，所以届时会通知大家。
Basketball we postponed today, namely not because of the weather, but because there is the Super Bowl today. So we'll hold off on basketball. We'll pick up again next week.
因为今天是 Super Bowl, 所以我们的篮球活动今天暂停一次。
Like to share with you today, please turn to First Thessalonians chapter 2. First Thessalonians chapter 2. Please turn to that and put your finger there.
我们今天的经文是《提撒洛尼迦前书》第二章一到十二节。
We're going to begin a new sermon series called RCCA We are all ministers.
我们会开始一个新的讲道系列，就是磐石，我们都是侍奉的人。
I'd like to base my sermon today from 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and a large part actually from Ephesians chapter 4 for the middle section.
我们今天主要讲的是帖撒罗尼迦前书后书，我们也会讲到以弗所书第四章。
The last sermon on January 5th was about the premise, as we kicked off right after the first New Year, is that Jesus must be the central reason why we do everything in the church.
在1月份的讲到，我们开始新的一年是用，耶稣是我们所有侍奉的中心。
That whatever spiritual act we do, whether it's public or private, that Jesus must be behind it.
我们讲到，不管我们所做的任何一项属灵的事。耶稣都必须是我们的中心。
And that Jesus came in the form of a helpless baby and grows up to be a servant to serve all man.
耶稣来是一个软弱无助的婴孩，成为一个服侍所有人的人。
And we summarize that in his service, we learned that he was able to relate to us. He was able to love us. He's able to show us through this act of serving.A better way.
在他的侍奉当中，他显示出他和我们有相同的地方，显示出他爱我们，也为我们侍奉做了榜样。
So whatever we do this year ahead, in this second new year that we have together, let's make sure that Jesus is behind everything.
当我们开始中国年，好像第二个新年这样的时候，我们要确定。我们所做的事情的背后都是耶稣基督。
And it's with that in mind that I'd like to begin this new series. And RCCA, we are all ministers. And today I'd like to talk more about this servant attitude that we can have together.
当我们开始今年的主题，就是我们都是侍奉的人的时候，我们讲今天的是我们的态度。
Before we do that, I'd like to do this as a quick warm-up. This was a question that I asked Elder May Singh the other night. Everyone can guess, but not Auntie May or Elder May Singh. And here's what the question is, okay? And the first person that comes up to me at the end of the service, after communion, after the benediction, comes up to me, high-fives me, gives me answer, Lorena and I will take them out for dinner. But that is to be done afterwards. You have to guess what Elder May Singh's first job was.
大家有一个挑战，就是在今天的主餐和祝福之后，第一个能猜出梅森长老第一个工作的告诉Paul 的人，他会和 Lorena 一起带你去吃晚餐。
So Elder May Singh cannot share during this next part. I want you to open up for 2 to 3 minutes. He'll join the girls. He will not share what his first job was. He can maybe share and listen to.What some of their dream jobs are. I want you just to get in groups of 4 or 5. You don't have to move the chairs, but just those around you and share what your first job was. Now, young people, college people, some of you probably have not had jobs yet. Please let the adults share with you what their first job was. What did they do? What was it like? And ideally, maybe if you can listen to see if there was some sort of struggle that they had with this first job, okay? 2, 3 minutes, go.
接下来的三五分钟有一个破冰，就是四五个人组成一组，年轻的人听听那个大人的第一份工作是什么，听听他们在工作中有什么挣扎。
Thank you for sharing.
谢谢大家分享。
I'd like to open up and just if you heard a really interesting job.That you would not have expected from someone that you've known for many years of the church. If you could just volunteer that, maybe just a quick raise of hands, and we'll just select a few samples here. Who has a few jobs that they were really surprised by?
大家有没有听到过有一个第一份工作是出乎你意料的？可以跟我们一起分享。
Mark, I asked you this at dinner the other night. At dinner on Thursday, what was your first job?He was a paper delivery boy. And this is, I'm picking on him because that's probably not, we were discussing about how nowadays it might be, how does a young child at 8, 9 years old get employed? How do they get paid? How do they wake up at 4:30 in the morning? Great job. So paper delivery boy, and you did both morning and the afternoon delivery routes. Good stuff.
Mark 的第一个 job 是送报纸，他早上3-4点钟起来，那时候就8、9岁，然后早上也送，下午也送。
I'd like to hear one more, maybe from this side over here. One job, first job. Anything interesting? David? Pump gas at a gas station. Okay, now I'm kind of curious. How many other people in this room, it's a diverse group, have pumped gas before as a job?
有没有在座的像 David 那样帮别人加油的?
How many people have done paper delivery?
有多少人送过报纸的?
And how many people have been re-educated? Re-educated.
有多少人做过下乡知青的?
We go. Well, what I want to highlight is that our first jobs, some people say that the way we get to know someone is to get them to explain what their job means to them.
有人说，当你要了解一个人时候，就是请他分享他的工作对他意味着什么。
This is by far one of my first, my favorite questions to ask somebody is what did their first job mean to them?
我最喜欢问的问题就是他的第一份工作对他意味着什么。
And I like to know how that first job, although it was maybe many years ago, and perhaps probably more manual labor than now.
可能那第一份工作是很久很久以前，是一个体力的劳动。
What does it mean for you to do what you do now?
那一份很久以前的工作，对你今天的工作有什么意义呢？
I mean, as we look around this room, many of you are at the top of your game.
在座的各位，可能很多人已经是在你职场上的顶峰时期。
Many of you are climbing.
很多人可能还在继续向前。
I mean, this is the Asian way.
这是亚洲人的方式。
We strive for success.
我们努力去成功。
And I want to encourage us today and each week moving forward in 2014 to not only strive for success, but to strive for a lasting model in ministry.
在2014年的每一个星期，我鼓励你们不只是追求成功，也要努力的追求，成为永恒当中能够为人做榜样的一个。
A lasting model in ministry.
在侍奉中能够持久的一个榜样。
Because you and I, our primary job, no matter what our first and present job is that we are called by Jesus together to be ministers.
不管我们的工作是什么，我们在一起都是因着耶稣的呼召一起来侍奉。
How many people would like to know more about that today? Raise your hands.
在座有多少想对侍奉更多的知道？
We'll begin with those people to follow along. Sister G will lead us in the first 12 verses in Chinese, and then I'll reread it in English. Sister G.
我先为大家用中文念《帖撒罗尼迦前书》2章1到12节。弟兄们，你们自己原晓得，我们进到你们那里并不是突然的。我们从前在腓立比被害受辱，这是你们知道的。然而还是靠我们的神放开胆量，在大征战中把神的福音传给你们。我们的劝勉不是出于错误，不是出于污秽，也不是用诡诈。 但神既然验中了我们，把福音托付我们，我们就照样讲，不是要讨人的喜欢，乃是要讨那查验我们心的神喜欢。因为我们从来没有用献媚的话，这是你们知道的，也没有藏着贪心，这是神可以作见证的。我们做基督的使徒，虽然可以叫人尊重，却没有向你们或别人求荣耀，只在你们中间存心温柔，如同母亲乳养自己的孩子。我们既是这样爱你们， 不但愿意将神的福音给你们，连自己的性命也愿意给你们，因你们是我们所疼爱的。弟兄们，你们纪念我们的辛苦劳碌，昼夜做工，传神的福音给你们，免得叫你们一人受累。我们向你们信主的人是何等圣洁、公义、无可指责，有你们做见证，也有神做见证。你们也晓得我们怎样劝勉你们、安慰你们、嘱咐你们个人， 好像父亲待自己的儿女一样，要叫你们行事对得起那招你们进他的国、得他荣耀的神。
Thank you, Sister G. I'm going to reread it, and I have a tendency to read fast. I'm going to deliberately, with my wife's advice, read this slow because I want this passage to soak in. We will be here for a few weeks to come, so please follow along with me. Thank you for being patient, those who just read in Chinese. I'm going to reread it one more time in English.
现在读英文。
You know, brothers and sisters, that our visit to you was not without results. We had previously suffered and been treated outrageously in Philippi, as you know. But with the help of our God, we dared to tell you his gospel in the face of strong opposition. For the appeal we make does not spring from error or impure motives, nor are we trying to trick you. On the contrary, we speak as those approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel. We are not trying to please people, but God. We're not trying to please people, but God who tests our hearts. You know, we never use flattery, nor do we put on a mask to cover up greed. God is our witness. We were not looking for praise from people, not from you or anyone else. Even though as apostles of Christ, we could have asserted our authority. Instead, we were like young children among you. Just as a nursing mother cares for her children, so we cared for you. Because we love you so much, we were delighted to share with you not only the gospel of God, but our lives as well. Surely you remember, brothers and sisters, our toil and hardship. We worked night and day in order not to be a burden to anyone while we preached the gospel of God to you. You are witnesses, and so is God, of how holy, righteous, and blameless we were among you who believed. For you know that we dealt with each of you as a father deals with his own children, encouraging, comforting, and urging you to live lives worthy of God who calls you into his kingdom and glory. Could you read together with me both Chinese and English verses 11 and 12? Let's read this together. For you know that we dealt with each of you as a father deals with his own children, encouraging, comforting, and urging you to live lives worthy of God who calls you into his kingdom and glory. You know, this week at Chinese New Year Eve, we asked the question around the table, you know, what was your first job? And I would say that almost everyone at the table and everyone that I've talked to this week answered, and it has some sort of blue collar work involved. My father-in-law, his first job was when he came to America.
我的岳父, 第一份, 来到美国以后的工作是,
deep in the heart of a hotel kitchen in Reno, Nevada, where he was going to school, he was washing dishes.
那就是在, 内华达, Reno, 城市的, hotel, 洗碗。
My mother-in-law had never worked before, and her first job was to help support my father-in-law by being a hotel maid and cleaning up rooms and doing multiple shifts so that they could pay for education.
我的岳母就是帮助我的岳父在 hotel里面做 女工 整理房间 做很多的 班次。
My mom, I've talked about my dad many times. My mother, her first job actually was not a first job. She came from a very wealthy family, and probably similar to what Grayson might be, never worked until she got her first job at a bank.
我的妈妈从一个 良好的家庭出来, 她的第一份工作 是在银行。
This is significant as we reflect on our new homes here together in America.
在我们在美国建立新的家庭的时候, 这个对我们是 很重大的。
Together we are raising first and second and third generation families in a new culture and a new setting.
我们在这里 培养第一、第二、第三代的 新的移民 在一个新的文化环境里面。
In a new setting that allows us to celebrate our personal traditions.
在这个新的环境里面, 我们可以, 庆祝我们个人的,
that allows us to strive for success without any ceiling above us.
也允许我们努力追求成功,
I mean, in a sense, many of us have grown away from our first jobs.
中间很多人已经从我们的 第一份工作成长了很多。
We've attained more and move on from one type of work to better types of work.
我们得到了很多，也找到一份更好的工作。
What happens when we look back?
我们回顾过去会怎么样呢？
I want to ask us today, is there something theological about the work and the different types of work that God has put in our life?
我们看一看神学上上帝让我们做这些工作，这种种类的工作的意义是什么？
About the careers that we have now attained.
有关我们现在得到的这一份职业。
About what we are willing to do still.
也有关我们还继续愿意去做的那一份事。
I'd like us to think about, does this affect the way that we serve at church?
我也希望大家用这样的想法来看待我们在教会服事的事实。
Does this in fact affect our families?
我们在教会的侍奉影响我们的家庭。
So hold on to that thought. Think about how far that you and I have come since those early days of coming to America and our first jobs.
请大家一直存留在心里这样的，就是我们到美国来的第一份工作对我们如今的影响。
When the Apostle Paul reflected on his life's work, when the Apostle Paul reflected on his life's work,
当使徒保罗回想他一生的工作。
As he's writing this letter, he pauses and realizes so far the ups and downs of the past few years.
他停下来回顾他过去的生活当中的高低起伏。
He says in verse 2, we had previously suffered and been treated outrageously in Philippi.
他说我们从前在腓立比被害受辱，这是你们知道的。
The Apostle Paul was once stable, learned, established as a Pharisee. And now he has encountered the living God, Jesus! And his world has gone from stability and recognition to one that is turned upside down.
使徒保罗从前是有一个很优越稳固的生活，但是为了神他的生活天翻地覆的转变了。
Verse 9 touches on how he doesn't want to be a burden to churches. So as we know from other parts of scripture, he goes and supports himself by tent making.
在第九节他说他不愿意别人一人因他受累。我们知道他是曾经有支帐篷。
He goes back to being in touch with blue collar menial work, humble work for the sake of the gospel.
他回去从前用这个蓝领的工作支帐篷来支持他的上帝的服事。
He'll be the first person to tell you that the gospel is costly.
他是第一个可以有资格告诉你传福音是要付代价的。
Not only because of lack of resources, not only because of status and stature, but because of personal and now physical suffering.
这个代价不是因为缺少资源，缺少地位，而是个人的，甚至是身体上的亏损。
The Apostle Paul, when he wrote this, had just only been in Philippi 3 weeks for preaching.
他写这份书的时候，他只在腓立比的地方有三个星期讲道。
And certain Jewish leaders were very threatened by his ministry, so they stirred up some rumors, and then a big mob violence broke out.
在那里有一些犹太的领袖不喜欢他的讲道，就有传播谣言，让一群坏人起来闹事。
They accused him of a crime against Caesar.
他们诬陷他有攻击凯撒大帝的行为。
When all they had been doing was just boldly telling the gospel message.
然而他所做的只是勇敢的放胆讲论神的福音。
So as a result, they endured physical punishment from the crowds.
结果就是他们在一群人的围攻下身体受损。
The story goes that they were whipped and scourged.
经文说他们被鞭打，被
whipped,
hitting,
and then they had their feet locked up for days, locked up in chains and in wooden contraptions.
他们的脚被铁链和枷锁捆住。
And the amazing part about all this is that the Apostle Paul could have made this go away by saying, you know what? I'm actually a Roman citizen. You shouldn't do this to me. I have status.
然而面对这一切，使徒保罗可以说，我不用受这一些，我是罗马的公民，我有地位的。
I mean, imagine how the story would have turned there then. His two partners who were in ministry with him did not have that citizenship, and then they would have received the suffering, and then he would have been kind of on the outside watching.
试想如果这保罗说他是罗马公民的话，会怎么样？他的两位同工没有这样的身份，所以要继续受辱被打。
And herein lies one of our first examinations of a servant attitude, is that the Apostle Paul, without regard for his own place in life, or any honor, or any reward that would come his way, he was not going to let that get in the way of the gospel message and his ministry together with his ministry with his ministers.
在这里我们看到保罗没有因他固有的身份地位成为他与其他同工一起服侍的阻碍。
Those who've had the privilege of being ministered to by people with this kind of servant motivation know how wonderful it is when people minister to them with this.
那些被人受过服侍的人看见有人是这样全心的去服侍的时候，他们都会受感动。
That is that they don't only say the words of the gospel, but they give up their very selves, their homes, their resources.
这些人就是他们不仅是用口去讲福音，而且他们把自己的全人家庭都奉献出来。
And I think some of this example is best shown in some of your host families. Some of you still see your host families from time to time, those that are around, and it shows you how they shared love with you.
我们也可以想到那些开放家庭招呼过我们的那些家庭，就是这样一个例子。
So RCC, I want to say this, that we are in this together, and the RCC, each person here today, if you allow Jesus to use you, you can be and you will be a minister.
磐石教会的每一位，如果我们愿意让主用我们，我们就可以一起成为侍奉的人。
And I'll be the first to tell you, along with the Apostle Paul, that ministry is tough. It's not the easiest job.
我也可以跟大家说，回应使徒保罗。服侍是很艰难的。
The Apostle Peter also encourages us that you yourselves, like living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood.
使徒彼得也曾经说，你们来到主面前，也就像火石被建造成灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，接着。耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
The priesthood of all believers is better translated today to be the words, each of us is in ministry. Each of us, each one of us is a minister.
在这里君尊的祭司用现在的话翻译出来，就是我们每一个人都选召成为服侍神的人。
And quite simply, we are all ministers together because God has given each one of us in this room a spiritual gift.
我们每一位都是被神选召的原因是因为上帝给我们每一位都有属灵的恩赐。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 7 says, But to each one of us, grace has been given as Christ apportioned it.
以弗所书四章七节说，我们个人蒙恩都是照基督所量给个人的恩赐。
Within the unity of the church, there is a rich diversity of talents and skills and abilities.And each believer is a participant.
在一个合一的教会里面，我们有多种不同的 资源能力和天赋。
I mean, come on, last night we saw it.
对不对？昨天晚上我们都看见。
Right? I mean, turn to your neighbor and say, come on, last night I saw it.
跟你旁边的人说，真是这样，我昨天晚上看见了。
And as you read Romans 12, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 1 Peter 4, this is evident. Every believer has multiple gifts.
当我们读罗马书十二章，彼得前书四章的时候，我们都可以看见每一个人都被丰富的赐予了恩赐。
Isn't it encouraging to know that Christ has given us exactly what we need, RCCA, for this church?
我们是不是看见耶稣基督已经赐给我们恰好的属灵的资源和天赋了呢？
That this ministry, this shared ministry, it belongs to everyone in this room.
然后和在座的每一位分享这个资源。
And we must realize that the church will grow numerically when it is held together by what everybody supports. The emphasis here is the word every.
我们在这里要强调教会的人数的增长是和每一位就是强调每一位的支持离不开的。
But the most important thing that I want to leave with you today, the most important thing I want to teach and preach is this one phrase.
今天最重要的就是这。
Please say it together with me, that the minister is a servant.
就是服侍的人是一个仆人。
Let's say it together. The minister is a servant. One more time. The minister is a servant. The paradox of Christian leadership is that the leader is not the boss, but a servant.
在基督里面的领袖的背谬是他不是一个老板，而是一个仆人。
We're going to spend more time in this in the next sermon. This is from 1 Thessalonians, beginning chapter 2, verse 7.
这个今天要讲的是帖撒罗尼迦前书二章一到第七节，余下的下一次再讲。
This is a beautiful, beautiful portrait of what a minister should look like.
这是一个侍奉的人非常美好的形象的描绘。
Verse 7, the minister, and you could say he or she, is to be like a mother with her young children in terms of gentleness with God's people.
在帖撒罗尼迦后书二章前书二章一节第七节的时候说，只在你们中间这位侍奉的人纯心温柔，如同母亲乳养自己的孩子。
He or she is to love them so much that he or she must be willing not only to share the gospel, but share their very life.
这一位侍奉的人，他是如此的爱众人，不断愿意将神的福音传给众人，也把自己的性命也愿意奉上。
He will be ready for them to be a burden to him.
他愿意让别人成为他的负担，
but not be a burden to them.
而不愿意自己成为别人的负担。
A minister is to be like a father in the encouragement he gives to his children, his flock.
他好像一位父亲把鼓励给他的服侍的人，好像给他的孩子一样。
Now I want to pause here. The 1 Thessalonians and 2 Thessalonians are among the first three or four books that were written to the New Testament church.
我想说的就是帖撒罗尼迦前后书是在新约当中的书信前面的几非常前面的几本。
The Apostle Paul wanted the early church and as his letters spread, he wanted them to know that new Christians, that he would be there for them like a father is for their children.
他想让初期教会的会众知道，他愿意像父亲对孩子一样的去对待他们。
I want to ask the four fathers that performed that skit last night with Elder May Singh.
昨天有一个节目是四个父亲和梅森长老一起演的。
How much did you charge each of your children for raising them?
你们像你们抚养长大的孩子收多少费呢？
Here's my question. When was the last time that your father charged you money for raising you?
在座的有没有记得你的父亲 像你收钱，因为他抚养了你。
I mean, I love that performance they did, not just because they put themselves out there with the dancing, but just the rich photos that they shared with us.
我喜欢他们的表演，不只是他们的舞蹈，也喜欢他们展现的那些家庭的照片。
Fathers don't charge their children for bringing them up, for raising them up to be people that they ought to be.
父亲是不会向他的小孩收钱的，因为他抚养他，而且他要让他的孩子成长为他想要他们成长的那
个。So I want to ask you, what if we served in the church like the way that we raise our children, and vice versa? What if the way that we raised our children or families was the way that we served in church?
我们思想，如果我们在教会的服事，就好像我们抚养我们自己的孩子那样，或者反过来说，如果我们抚养我们的孩子，好像我们在教会侍奉那样，那会是什么个样子？
What is your home life? What is your so we begin by asking, what does your home life look like then?
那我们就问，你的家庭生活是像什么样的？
Does the father serve the family?
父亲有在家庭中尽责吗？
How so?
是怎么样的呢？
Is the father encouraging?
是爸爸是鼓励孩子的吗？
Does the mother serve the family?
母亲在家中尽责吗？
How so?
是怎么尽责
的？ Is she tender with the children and with the husband?
她是不是温柔地对待丈夫和孩子呢？
Do you share your lives as a family?
你们有没有像作为家庭这样彼此连接的分享生命呢？
You know, Lorena and I very often are scared about the future with Grayson.
我和Lorena 常常为 Grayson 的将来担心。
I mean, just the reality is that we just do not want to be a burden to Grayson.
根据现状，我们实在是不希望我们以后成为 Grayson 的负担。
I mean, I'm often afraid that the blessings that we have may get in the way of him finding hard work to be just that. It's hard.
我们常常想，我们所得到的祝福会不会阻碍 Grayson 长大成为一个努力的工作的人？
That it's actually work.
而是要他去工作。
So, let me give you an example.
Oh, 给大家一个例子。
Many of you know that Jaw did rejection therapy. Jaw did rejection therapy.
他曾经做过一个被拒绝的治疗。
So I just set out on a short little mission. I told Jaw that I was going to do blue collar therapy.
然后我告诉蒋甲说要做一个蓝领的这样的治疗。
And my purpose was I wanted to be close to people that did not look like you and I, and the only place I could do that was to be in a different setting than a church.
我想接触不同的人，不像在座这样的，只有到一个不同的环境当中去。
I went to a golf course and I said, I love to play golf. I have Mondays off. I was wondering if I could work for you for free.
就像我去到一个高尔夫球场，告诉他们我星期一休息，我可不可以为你们打工，但不要领钱。
And they were so excited to have free work.
他们看见一个免费的工作人员非常兴奋。
And I don't know how many people play golf, but right away they made me the marshal.
我不知道在座有多少人打高尔夫，但是他们让我成为一个
Which means I run the golf course. I preside over top of the hills of this golf course.
就是我是监管的人。
And here, Grayson is my junior marshal.
在这里Grayson 是我的小跟班。
Now, not everyone at the golf course speaks English.
在高尔夫球场不是每个人都讲英文的。
This is my good friend Francisco.
这是我的好朋友Francisco.
He was so excited. He thought He thought that we were the owners, because no one's ever seen the owner. But he thinks that I'm the owner.
他从来没有见过主人，他以为 Paul 是主人。
Because of the way that I dress.
因为他穿着的样式。
And so Francisco, I realized as I got to talk to him, when I shake his hand, I can feel the calluses in his hand.
当我和Francisco讲话，我们握手，我感觉他手上的茧。
I also realized his hours are very long. He works 12-hour shifts.
我也知道他工作很长的时间，是十二个钟头一般。
Do you remember the freeze that we had on Tuesday and on Friday?
大家记得星期二、星期五的冰冻的情形吗？
While many of you students were having ASID in Round Rock Saint Louis School, he was still working.
当我们在座很多人没有上学的时候，他还在那里工作。
This is my good friend Marco.
这是我的好朋友 Marco.
Grayson loves this man.
Grayson 太爱这个人了。
And here's what I learned when I look at these two men. They're immigrants.
看看这两位，他们是移民。
And I see the story of us.
我看见我们中间的人的故事。
Now I'm not revealing their last names, and I want to keep privacy, but they're both undocumented.
他们这两位我不讲他们的姓。
They want the same thing that you and I want to have in life.
他们和我们一样，想要从生活中得到我们想要的。
I mean, when my father came to America working in a kitchen washing dishes or cleaning toilets, I do not think that they thought that their son and their grandson would one day get the privilege of playing golf anytime we want.
当祖父父亲在餐馆里面洗碗洗厕所的时候，他们不会想到他们的儿子孙子会在高尔夫球场打球，任何时间他们只要他们想。
And so as they stay to clean and they work all night, because every golf cart has to be washed and everything swept up and charged, this is how many carts that they have to put away every night.
这是他们在那里要把每一部高尔夫车擦干净打蜡，这是他们每一天所要做的。
And you can understand now why they work 12-hour days.
所以你就明白为什么他们一天要工作12小时。
And I show this to you not like the way some people misunderstand when Apostle Paul talks about his ministry. Some people think he's puffing it up. I show you this picture because I want you to know that I was actually there and that I actually will not leave the golf course until each one of them goes home first.
我明白使徒保罗不是在那里要吹嘘自己，我实在是知道当我和他们一样工作十二个小时，等他们走了我才离开，我就知道他在说什么。
And neither will he.
这是。
It was 36 degrees.
这是那个时候只有36度。
But he would not get in the car. He said, "We're not leaving, Marco, Francisco."
他说我他不愿意离开。虽然那时候只有36度，因为他的朋友 Francisco 和 Marco， 所以他一直说着他们的名字。
So what do we want to raise? Do we want to raise entitled children?
我们想要培养什么孩子呢？就是好像凡事都应得的那样呢？
Do we want to raise servant hearts?
还是孩子有，还是一个有仆人心智的孩子？
Think back to your first job.
回想你第一份工作。
I guarantee that there are three things necessary for RCCA if we are to move ahead in the year 2014.
我相信下面这三件事是磐石教会所需要的。
The first is that we must get down and cry out to God, God, we need you more than anything else.
第一件就是我们要跪下向神呼求，我们需要你超越所有任何的事。
Beyond our own strength.Beyond resources, beyond buildings.
超过我们自己的能力资源和房子。
The second is that we need a reliance on God, and we must begin to not be afraid to share our spiritual gifts like we did last night.
第二就是我们要信靠神，并且不惧怕把我们属灵的恩赐与大家分享。
Because your gift, I promise you, will bless someone.
我 保证你的恩赐一定会成为别人的祝福。
And thirdly, we need to serve people with the kind of zeal and the kind of a love that the Apostle Paul has in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2.
第三就是我们要有像使徒保罗那样的热情和爱心去侍奉。
We'll continue here next month.
然后我们下个月再继续。
Let's give Sister G a round of applause for translating today.